Psycho Love Doctor show, not Deborah.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Friday. Yeah, this is our Rebel Card Show, but we're still doing ordinary playing cards as the focal point for intuitive perception. So I'm Deborah Lee, and I will be giving you readings during the show. It is a call-in show. Normally, we have our Facebook up and running where people can watch us as we are streaming live. I've got, well, it's
right
in my room.
Of course it is.
So, I'm not sure what you'd like me to do.
Keep on, and you have some block doctors here.
All righty, well, I want everybody to remember that we're only using ordinary playing cards. We are not using tarot, oracle cards, or any other system that's out there. This method is specifically designed ordinary playing cards, and it basically stands up on its own. So I think we should restart.
Rachel's here.
Oh, but we can't get on.
She's on. No, you can't see me. Well, Rachel's one of the few in the crowd that can see our show. I don't get it.
That's why I think we should restart Facebook to give everybody a chance. Rachel, we'll be back.
I hate life.
Stop it. It's like you have no.
You act like I'm not allowed to get pissed.
Not on my show.
You're pissing any goddamn thing I want. So, the go live button is still here. Let's try it again. I'm just going to hold it goofily. Try it. And then I'll rack it properly. I'll rack it properly if it is lit and be live.
Just redo everything. It's not there.
Garbage can it.
All righty, then. We'll start again.
What in God's name are you laughing at?
Everything. Life. I find it funny.
Well, it was nothing anybody chatted during the show, obviously. Right, folks? On Blog Talk Land? Well, at least they're, well, I think they're here. I can't call.
Well, we're not on. I'll get it. There's three of them.
Don't take it to the bedroom.
I can do things.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't care if you take it to Jupiter. Put the son of a bum bakabagoo back when you're done. That's all. And then, this focus on Blog Talk. She took it to her bedroom, but she doesn't want a phone in her bedroom. Wait, where is it?
Well, I was resting this afternoon.
I don't want a phone in my bedroom. Look at you. You couldn't find your phone today.
But
wow, you dial it a lot. That's not going to work for me. I hate Peter Pan.
Peter.
And I hate,
Peter
and
Pan.
I hate, and I hate.
Remember, they don't say a hard R.
Right, somehow that got... Oh, this is the living room phone. That Byron BY. I'm not going to see this number on the redial.
You know the number.
Yeah, but it's really cool when it's. I can just go and dial it again because it's already in the system. All right, well, we got a couple. We're blog talkers. We are having a problem on the other thing we do. Kind of ironic, isn't it?
Yeah, just hang in.
All right, well, at least that's working good. Blog talk end is working just stupendous. Here, I don't want to get these mixed up, so I'll put this behind you. All right, we're going to try the Facebook thing again. And this will be strike three, and we're out, apparently, if this doesn't fly. Oh, we can let it do a broadcast, because it seems like people were coming. For some reason, you and I don't have the privilege of seeing it, whatever that was. That was Rachel. She's in Australia. Maybe they have special privilege in the land down under. No, the place that's the furthest away, there is. We're getting an error. First thing it said, I didn't even push start. And it said, there's something wrong. We couldn't start your live broadcast. Please try again later.
Oh, crap.
That's what it's doing. I didn't even push anything.
Why don't you try your phone?
Got a phone. We rebooted your phone.
I'm wondering, can we start it live from on here?
It will only show you.
Well, I would turn the computer.
Yeah, like you would not be happy with the product. Well, we're going. Let's see what happens.
It didn't give it to you again?
Well, I hit the start real quick before it could give me a message. Well, yeah, we'll record it and post it, apparently. So we just won't be able to talk to the animals.
No, that phone is pointing down. It should be.
It shouldn't be anywhere when you see the picture. You know it's fine. I don't know why, in God's name, did you argue with me about the worst point, but I'm looking at it. Looking. I look. I see. I see some blood, man. All right. Well, we shouldn't leave block talkers just listening to crickets. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get into the show.
And that's hilarious?
Everything is.
I don't think it's too funny. I think it sucks the big dog. That's walking. Rachel, get it.
I don't know.
It's really a mystery. The person on the other side of the planet.
So maybe it's showing up live in other Facebook network
areas. I don't know what to say. I can't say you're wrong because I don't know what's happening. Obviously, it's showing up for her. There's several people here.
You got in there?
No, I can. I'm not at my computer, Deb. I'm saying right here, there's zero people that are watching it. It shows you here. Right. Well, that sucked to be schnooky schnooker.
Yeah. Well, why don't you stop that? Stop this. We'll reboot our system.
Stop what? I'm not going to stop Blog Talk.
There's only two people there, Jim.
What do you gain from stopping Blog Talk? What do you gain from that? Stopping people that can hear us perfectly fine.
And is that how you go?
Folks, I know you heard silence and we tell you hang up. We're just pausing temporarily while we try to fire up Facebook. So don't let the silence alarm you. That's probably why we had a hang up. All right, folks. We are currently not officially started, even though we played the schlong. The schlong? We played this.
The doctor is in. Welcome.
That's what we played. So the show started. As soon as we can type and fire up Facebook, we'll be happy and joyful. So we got four callers. Two of them are the same. That glitches once in a while. Okay, so we got three callers. But it's good. We will get to you, folks. Stand by. Well, you know, it is a worldwide freaking software, so I guess things happen. Who knows? Maybe the World Day weekend here in the United States is crashing it. You know, people like to post selfies and videos and stuff while they're on vacations. Maybe it's bringing the U.S. version of Facebook to its knees. I don't know.
Okay, and the number
is 515.
515?
I did say that, yes.
Okay, hold on. All right.
602.
Okay.
9676.
All right, there you are.
We'll see what happens. It'll probably work out of coincidence. There'll be no logical explanation. But that's it. That's good enough for us. You can play on your phone, too, at the same time. No, this works. Going in. Oh, he didn't hit the thing. He didn't hit the thing.
Yeah, the live video.
No, he didn't.
I did.
Then where's the button I go? Go live.
It was just there, too. I don't know why it changed. Can you copy and paste that? Or not?
It didn't like a special character there. It's fine, though. If it doesn't like something in this write-up, it gets rid of the live video. It's a pee-pee. You know what? It's free. All right, we're going to do this. We're going to give it a... Now, this is going to change the angle a little bit because yours is a much better camera. So we'll have to play with this a little bit. You have a lot wider angle, better pixels. So I'm going to take... They'll take a little... Oh, yeah, I've got the same message. So they must be... United States Facebook must be... Having some issues. Oh, dang vacationers.
All right, let me see if I can...
I just went live on the phone real quick before we get... Oh, that's having some issues here.
Okay, do you know where...
Oh, it's not happy. Jonah Lee said nope. Well, the blog talkers wish that we had some kind of elevator music. But we don't.
So how do you...
Just like you normally do, start writing a post.
No, I was trying to make us go live.
Just, you can write a post and you should get the same little options.
Oh. Well, it did at the bottom of it.
Yeah, just start, yeah, start typing. Write up your post and you should be able to go live. It's not there, is it?
No, it was there before. Let me show you. It says live video.
Oh, click it. Keep editing. Oh, that's what it meant by keep editing. No, no, hit leave.
And it goes here.
Yep, go live.
Go live. That one?
I didn't even read any of the things, so hopefully you selected the right thing.
Select the video course.
Would it be webcam? Well,
there we are.
Yep.
Better get rid of that.
Good times, folks. Good times. Nothing but good times. You actually didn't broadcast live. To let you know. That was probably getting ready to. I don't know what you did with it. Go back to where you were. Start screen share. I don't know what that means. Click it.
Go there.
Oh, what the hell?
I saw us for a minute.
We'll cancel. You click something and it went away. Close.
Go live.
Yeah. You did, it didn't.
Look
it didn't
at the microphone is working.
It didn't select.
What?
When you click the bolt, when you click go live, it didn't do anything. I'm not happy. I mean, because it is live. What's under stream setup? Where the camera is down there.
Down here.
To the camera.
No.
Yeah. Oh, I see the camera icon, yeah. Wait a second. Camera. Click that. See what the choices are.
Didn't hear
the camera.
One.
Back up there.
Oh.
Okay. The one choice. That's the webcam, I guess.
That's for screen sharing, which we weren't going to do.
So step 1 of 3. Scroll all the way down. There's something that you got to do because the go live is not happy. Post on your timeline. All right. Yep. Want that. Want that now. Yep.
Yeah, see? It's picking up.
Yeah, I know that, but it's not letting you go live because it's something it wants in there.
Hmm.
Something it wants done in there. Yep. Oh, okay. Now that went away. Suddenly we won't.
We're just playing around now.
Mass. Yes, we are, folks.
This is unbelievable. Did we reboot? Well, it doesn't matter, right?
I rebooted your computer.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I do all the time. I reboot all electronic devices. Where is it?
Starting over. For some reason,
yeah,
it doesn't
we
come
have
up.
To figure that, read mm-hmm. about that.
Okay, so we're on the...
Click
show.
Live video, right?
Where? I'm sorry.
Right there where you would post.
Where's
what's on your mind? There's a live video down there. Oh, no. Now there isn't. Click killback post. What are you doing?
Click live video.
Yeah. Touchdown.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, that's what we were doing before.
Yes, but we're still at this impact.
Scroll back up. Let's read this before we freaking do this. Okay, now hit select for the red one. I'll use colors. The red one. Go all the way down and hit select. Do, 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 do. Connecting streaming software to go live. La, 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 la.
It says connect. So what kind of software is that?
Click video source over there at the top. Up, 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 right there. Right, try clicking the little circle itself. Maybe it's a little fussy. No, it's not fussy. I'll click that then.
Nothing's moving there.
And scroll down where that, oh, there it is. Yeah, select webcam. There we are. Okay, keep scrolling down. Don't touch anything. Scroll down and pick all the things it wants you to pick. Scroll down to the next selection. You want that. Default microphone. Okay.
Must be on.
Yeah. It's on because it's hearing us. Start screen share. What does that do?
That's when we bring somebody else in, I think.
Just hit the word share and see what happens. I'll cancel that.
I don't know who Chrome Lab is. They're streaming software.
Yes. Well, welcome to the blog talk listening to the Clusterfuck show. We welcome you. I love a parade.
There we are.
Okay, but that's just, it's not broadcasting yet.
Oh, it's not?
No, because scroll all the way down to the left. See where it says go live? It's in Phantom. It's not happy about something. See where it says live down there? It's not happy about something, and I don't know what. That didn't make it happy.
Camera's off.
Yeah, but that's because you have to pick it over there. You have to scroll down. Click the video source thing, right? No, down in the middle. Remember, streaming software video. Got to click webcam up there in the middle. Keep going up. Please go up, please, please. There you go. Okay, when you did that, Okay, type. Maybe you got to type. Scroll down a little bit. Type something. Type what you want to type. Maybe over there. Type happiness and joy. Title and then stuff. Yes. Don't worry, blog talkers. We got you. Once we get through this insanity. This insanity we call poop. You just got a poopy. You know, technical terms. So they're technical jargon. Zippity-doo-da, you and your psychic love doctor show. All right, what else does it want? Did you type stuff in?
And it's here where we're supposed to go live?
Yeah, okay. What?
But it wants something?
Yeah, what? What is... No. I don't care about that. Settings.
Stream viewer comments.
I don't know.
There, now it's picking up our voices again.
Yeah, scroll down. Scroll down.
That's it.
You don't like everything here.
Look at this, though, what we just learned. Insert your live video on any website outside of Facebook.
That's great. That doesn't help us for shit.
Well, not right now.
Doesn't help us a freaking shit bit. A poopity poop bit. Poopity peepity slippity slop. Yes, indeed. Everything sucks.
I thought
sucks.
This was an easy evolution.
It is on the phone. It's great on the phone. It's the greatest show on earth.
Next streaming software. What the hell is that?
Oh, I see what the problem is.
What?
All right. So do that post thing like you were doing before.
This is it, where it came to.
No, okay. Well, go back to the beginning. Click the webcam. Click the webcam. All right. Go to your post. Go to your post. Scroll over to the right just a little bit.
Here?
Yep. Type a title. Psychic Love Doctor Show, Clusterfuck.
Friday edition.
Yep. And then type your description.
I skipped that.
Well, type something. I think you might want that. Type something in like you would do normally if this was happiness. There's no happiness here, but if there was happiness. Right? Now click complete. There it is.
There.
Scroll down. I don't want that. Scroll down on the left. The little button where it's scroll up. Click go live. Like that.
Oh.
No, start a test. It wants to do a test. We don't want to do a test, but Facebook's...
Going live in one.
This is not real. It's a test. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-day. Everything's funny. Kiss my ass.
You're now live.
Well, let's see if we are live. Let's see. This was not happiness.
No.
Oh, my Facebook got closed. That's nice.
Yeah,
that's great.
I'm going to make coffee.
Yeah, I'm going to bring over the whole bar at this freaking table and just start drinking shots.
You know, it's funny, though, that we can't make the picture better.
It's your webcam pictures. They're not that great.
They're green.
That's just what they are. Galileo, Galileo Figaro.
Oh, look, we can block out keywords of people saying things. You can ban people.
Ban on the run?
Profanity filters.
Are we truly live? I have doubts because I don't see us.
It says right up here, live. But where's the chat and everything?
So I wonder if it's doing a test.
And
it says end test broadcast. That's why we're not live. End. Because it makes you do a test, even though, well, I'll tell you, if Facebook was a human, we'd kick its ass. Okay, all right. And I'll scroll over to the left.
Return home?
No, I don't know. I'm scared. I'm afraid.
It was supposed to say you can decide if you want to save it or...
Oh, video videos ended. There's nothing up above that to pick on that left-hand side. On the left-hand side.
Look at it. It's going to post on our timeline.
On the left-hand side over here. Is there anything up here? Is there as high as it goes?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
this mouse is meant for frickin'... I hate this mouse.
It's good for me. It works.
Goat blower.
Might as well
give it up. Yes, the log talkers. It's, well, you know what? They're a patient. They're a patient bunch. Save it. Go live. No, it says go live down to the left. So it makes you do all that again, and then I guess go live all the way down.
There.
Right there. Down. I believe this is the real life.
Yeah. Oh.
See, I wonder if Facebook's having some issues here. That's what I'm wondering. If Facebook on... this part of the country is having some problems because,
yeah,
there's no reason that should have had a problem. No reason whatsoever. Yeah. One of them.
Oh, where's the chat supposed to be here?
That's... on your computer for now. All right, well, it doesn't matter. Computer's a computer's a computer, Deb.
The picture could be smaller.
All right, well, that's all right. We're only about almost 40 minutes into the show without doing a show.
Yeah.
Well, talk. Blog talkers who have been holding since the beginning of time, and the Facebookers that will join. It's going to take a while before they get that live video notification. Many moons. Many, many moons indeed.
If they will.
I remember Rachel was our watching it earlier. We had 86'd it.
Okay.
All
right,
well.
Oh, we're now looking so hot.
Start.
All right, everybody, here we go. Take two.
Take 2,000.
We are using ordinary playing cards for these readings. Those of you who are listening for your first time, thank you for joining us. And you have the patience of Job. Thank you for hanging in there with us this evening. We had so many problems, and we seem to have sorted them out.
Sort of. We'll see. But
sort of.
Better than it was. The block was fine. Apologize to the block talk folks, but our video thing was we got Virgil, so he's there.
Yes.
So we got
you must be our lucky charm.
Rachel was here on the first take.
Hopefully she'll come back.
She's probably wondering what the hell is going on.
So welcome everybody again. Using ordinary playing cards. No tarot, no oracle,
no
other. What'd you do?
I just ended Blog Talk. Well, or did I?
I don't know.
I just closed the... Actually, I might not have ended Blog Talk. Let's see.
Now, I'm going to try this again.
God fucking damn this. Well, the thing's still here. Let's see. We're going to find... Well, you can do your thing.
Who's listening? Bert will probably repeat this.
Why don't you make an assumption? Why don't you make an assumption that the entire fucking globe is listening? Just assume that.
They're not here.
How do you know? You don't know that right now. We'll find out in 1 second. They sure as hell are.
Well.
Because I didn't kill that. Okay, so.
All right,
ye
people.
Of little faith.
Yeah, you too.
Well, I have no faith in Facebook, but I had faith in the Blog Talk. I said, wait a second, let's try this. All right, what I'm trying to do, I don't know. I'm trying to see if I can find a bottle of whiskey to just chug right now. That's what I'd like to do. And I have no scotch. It's gone.
Well,
sadness is in the house. Nothing but rum.
You've got Alizé.
I'm not feeling very Puerto Rican right now, but I'll work with what I got. I'm Cuban, Puerto Rican, that's kind of around that area. yes.
Okay, well, I'm ready. Cards are ready.
Yeah, go.
So just go.
You didn't tell them the stuff.
Yeah, told them we're using ordinary playing cards.
Okay.
And now I'm going to hand it over to Jim. Why don't you encapsulate it?
Oh, look at I actually got my feedback finally.
What? From who?
You know what? I'm going to center it. I got up 15 freaking times already. What's another time? What is one more time to center it?
Oh, I think I'm on wrong. I'm on it's me. I mean, I've got to come back in here.
No big deal.
Because otherwise, I'll
be... Yeah, you can't be... Yeah, you gotta get out and switch over to your other...
Yeah, I'm going to get out and switch over.
But, all right, I'll give my spiel while you're doing that.
Yeah.
Welcome, the most patient people on planet Earth. We want to remind everybody this show is informational and entertainment purposes only. We want to remind everybody that might be a lot of cuffing after 40-plus minutes of trying to get this show on the road. So it is what it is. I will not apologize for my cussing. I'll say you got to understand. That's all. If you're international, let us know. Be a caller. Be it a Facebook Live viewer. And we shall give you a shout-out. Like right now, I'll give one to Rachel. She was here when we first started. Rachel was from the land down under in Australia, was here. Maybe she'll be back. Virgil from the UK is here currently. It looks like there are some other folks here. I have a few viewers I see.
Yeah, come on in.
Come on in.
Join us.
515-602-9676. That's the call-in number, and that has not been the problem tonight. Blog Talk has been... Blog Talk even kept me from dumbfucking. And I'm going to say that now after all this stuff. I'm going to say bad words. Because I closed the browser, but there was another connection browser open that kept the show alive. So I almost tried to kill Blog Talk, not on purpose. So I'll call in. You'll hear the show unless we go to mute. But we were on mute for a long time. Some folks probably hung up thinking the show was screwed up. We muted the Blog Talk show while we were trying to figure some stuff out. But we're back. We don't plan on muting anymore. We seem to be broadcasting just fine on Facebook. The whole world is righteousness. When we do, we're gonna tonight is Rebel Card, and the volume is way down. Oh, that's not good enough.
Yeehaw!
There you go. Yes. So when you hear the Rebel Card, yeehaw tonight because it's Rebel Card Friday and not harps, no angels, you're going to get a Rebel Card reading. And or get that Rebel Card reading, your reading with Deborah's going to end at the sound of the yeehaw.
Now, is Catherine going somewhere tonight?
She was going to some concert.
The concert,
Pink Floyd cover band.
All right.
So, yes.
All right. Well, I just...
So, yeehaw, reading over. We're going to give you a Rebel Card reading and move on to the next caller. And Facebookers, we'll try to get you as we always do. That's the voodoo that we do. And that would be cool if you could mute that. That'd be great. That'd be great. All right. This is a very, very patient person right here. Area code 347 from New York. You
Hi.
Have held through all that nonsense. Thank you so much. Almost a full hour. Thank you for holding.
Hello there. Welcome to the show. And who are we
Thank
speaking?
You.
Hi.
Hi. This is Tanika. How are you guys?
Oh, great. How are you?
Doing good, finally, yes.
We haven't heard from her in ages.
It's been a while, so what's happening?
Yeah, tell us.
I actually, what?
How are you doing?
I'm okay. Actually wanted a love and relationship reading for someone I was involved with, and everything was going fine. We told each other we loved each other and everything. We made plans for the future, and we had like a big falling out on May 6th. So I haven't heard from him, and I'm just wondering if you could give me some insight into him, if you see us as just being like over now, or if we're not, or if, what's he doing, you know, kind of thing, or what do you see with him?
Yeah, that's kind of a long time. Was this the one that we would talk about on the show previously?
No, someone I met in February. Yeah.
And the relationship all of a sudden just came to a grinding halt.
You had a falling out, you said, didn't you?
Yeah, we had an argument on May 5th.
Okay. Well, that must have been a doozy, at least to him.
Yeah.
Because obviously not to you, because you expected not to be ghosted for almost 3 weeks. So,
you haven't made an attempt to try and talk to him?
That's a good question.
No, because the first time he kind of started to go a little quiet, I reached out first and asked him, you know, do you want us to continue? Do you want us to stay together? Do you want me to, like, do you want this still? And he said yes. So we were working on it. And then, you know, this happened on May 6th. So it's like, you just wonder if this person's going to be back, if it's truly over or not, like what's going on with them.
Well, one thing is that right now is a bit of a red flag. If this is his style, when there's been, a disagreement.
To run from conflict.
That you may find yourself always in the future having to make up. Do the making up.
Yeah, he might want a robot as a woman. Somebody who is a yes man and never gets angry at anything he does and doesn't disagree with him. And that doesn't sound like a real good person to be with. But what do you got? The cards are down.
That's not really what the cards are showing.
See, there you go.
That's why I love this method.
That's why I asked her.
Because we can make these assumptions and be wrong.
Yep.
The cards are saying he is feeling just terrible.
Hmm.
And without you having to tell us too much, was he the one that was wrong in the argument?
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. Now, first of all, and this is not a male-female thing, anytime there's an argument, typically both people think they're both right.
That's true.
You interrupted me for that.
Yeah.
I've been talking to Rachel.
Oh, okay.
International shout-out to Rachel, who I already knew was here. And I said, there she is when she showed up. See,
well, anyways.
So I'm just saying, if you ask him, he probably gonna think he's right.
He is under sure to come true, which I absolutely love that designation in the reading, because I swear I cannot remember a single instance when it wasn't giving us strong, intuitive insight. And what I see here is he's really grieving over this. He feels awful. He feels that you really don't want him anymore. So this is where you have to weigh this out, you know, kind of where maybe you ought to extend some kind of olive branch. It doesn't have to be big. You know, it could just be
a leaf. Wonder why the olive branch is.
I read about it, but I can't remember.
Isn't it in the Bible or something?
It was something.
I don't know. But I'm just curious. There's a lot of branches out there.
The one thing I do want to share with you, Tamika, is that you have absolute love, happiness. Oh, my goodness. A beautiful life ahead of you. And it does include marriage that is coming to you. Yes. Well, seeing how this guy's feeling so bad, if it was me, I'd probably want to make an attempt to put him out of his misery, just an attempt. Somebody's got to start talking here, you know. And But to see that this really, really broke his heart, how things have gone since.
Which is odd. You both had an argument, and he hasn't texted her. His heart's broken. What the hell's wrong with him then?
He's like an animal that is off in the woods licking its wounds.
You know, those animals that just go and lick their wounds in the woods, they miss out on hunts, they miss out on kills. Sometimes they become the prey instead of the predator. So maybe he should get off his ass.
He should, but you know him best, hon.
Yeah, she does.
I have a feeling he's a very sensitive type of man.
He is, but like so am I. And the last time I reached out to him in like a really big way, and I felt a way because of that, because I'm a woman. But you know, I put whatever feeling aside, and I did the first step in reaching out, and you know, let him know I cared, so he wouldn't go. And I made sure he wanted us still, and wanted me to stay. So it's like this time I was hoping that he would care enough about me, like, and as a man, to like not be able to take letting me go and like reach back out on his own this time. I was hoping that he would reach back out this time, you know, instead of, because I don't feel like he'll respect me if I do that again. And it was both of us; we were both wrong. But he went below the belt and said awful things, where he really has to feel. I feel like he has to be the one to reach out. I was hoping that you would see that he's gonna, but I don't know.
It is weird. It's like almost like two nations dancing around a war.
Yeah.
You know, I got to keep my honor, and I can't show that I'm weak if I give in. It is weird, but that's the way the relationships seem to happen a lot. I can't give in, then I'll be the weaker one. You know,
well, I will tell you, if neither of you does anything, nothing will happen.
That is typically 100% guaranteed, right?
And I think maybe you've done enough over time in this relationship. That, like I say, I'm seeing you ending up some way, somehow, extremely happy.
That means this was not meant to be, unless somehow you guys reconcile, right?
Well, a lot of times I've noticed over the years with people, if they see you somewhere, often that serendipity that you, say you, you go to a store. And the next thing you know, the both of you see each other in the same store. That is when, if you say nothing and you just keep getting your shopping and leaving, chances are you're going to get a phone call. I'd say within 48 hours. Because it starts to wear on their mind. You know, and you're right. We do have to remember, men are the pursuers, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why,
and the gatherer.
I wonder if he's involved with someone else by now or something. If that's
You didn't see it, right? No, that's where the cards.
Yeah.
I can't tell you that. I
don't
definitely
see that.
Yeah, definitely. That would be a Deb thing there with the cards.
Yeah.
I would say 50-50 chance if just as a guy without any cards. Not necessarily. So it depends on the person. Some guys immediately seek an immediate replacement after an argument because that's their style. But not all guys do that. Some guys are like, screw it, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to, you know, they just shut down for a while socially. So you don't know. I don't know what type of guy is.
Well, you know the saying.
Some guys use that as an excuse to cheat. I just had an argument with a chick. I'm going to go back and check.
Well, I didn't see that. But
oh, you didn't see it, Raph.
Remember,
I'm just saying some guys do that.
Pride goeth the fall.
What?
And that's his pride, I think it's Danny, and it's a saying that it goeth before the fall.
Okay.
And he's going to lose her if he doesn't make a move.
Well, then he has made his decision.
Now, I just think he's wallowing from what's here.
Well, then it wouldn't hurt for her to throw some kind of text out or something, an email?
Exactly. If I were you, I would punt.
Just say, are you okay?
Yeah.
He doesn't mean like, I love you, I forgive you, forgive me, I was totally wrong. Just say, hey. Everything all right? You know, that's it. It can be simple as that. Everything okay? You okay? I haven't heard from you. You good?
There's
mic drop. She did a mic drop. So.
There's nothing wrong with doing that.
No.
If anything, it shows you as the bigger person.
There's two times now.
Two times what?
That this happened.
This would be the second. No, this would be the second time that I have to pursue him. You know,
after
he chose way. After like he stepped away in some shape or form, like it would be me pursuing him again. Like,
well, I didn't know that. I didn't know that you had done.
Well, the first time I told you when he first stepped away, and I was like, "What's going on?" After like a week of not talking, like I was like, "If you had to change a part about us or something as my friend, you know, I would at least appreciate you telling me, like, so that we can at least remain friends." And that's when we spoke, and then he said he didn't want us to end.
Well,
so that was kind of like me. So like,
what was his justification for not speaking with you for a week? How did he justify that?
He tried to say that it was, like, because I'm a little older than him, so he tried to say, like, the age difference kind of, like, took him by surprise because, like, I wasn't, like, I don't know. He just tried to say that kind of took him back a little bit. I'm like, all right, like, if you have an issue with that, then let me know. If that's the way it is, then we can still just be cool. You know, if that's what you want, no, did I say I want us to just be cool? I don't want us to just be cool. Like, I love you. I fell in love with you. I'm like, okay, you know, I feel the same way about you. So do you still want us? And he said, yes. So we were good. And then on May 6th, like, we had a falling out because I spoke up for myself about me feeling like he wasn't.
He said that.
Hmm?
No, Deb was talking to me.
Yes, he said to you that he loved
you. Yes, he said he feels love for her.
Yeah.
Mm. Did he say, I love you or I feel love for you?
Oh, my God.
He said he loves me.
Okay. There's a difference, Deb. Oh, to the guy that like to manipulate with the forked tongue, I don't love her, but I feel love for her. Like, there's a difference when they try to justify their bad actions.
Just like, I did not have sex with that woman.
Well, yeah, it's basic, you know. I have feelings. I have love for her, but I'm not in love. They'll try to justify when they do something wrong. But that's not the case here.
Here's my philosophy, though, and you can take it or I believe that if you truly love somebody, you love them first, last, and always, through trouble, through no matter what.
Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be.
It's
right?
Supposed to be. And if it's got a bunch of, what do you call them, conditions attached, well, that's not really love now, is it?
Yeah, well, you know, if the ship looks like it's sinking, the first thing they go are the rats.
They jump off.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
And, you know, if you make a gesture and he rejects you or he ignores you, then I think you should just move on smartly. This way, you won't be looking back in the future, Tamika, and wondering, gee, do you think I should have said something?
Yeah, right. It's sometimes it's good to do those things, like she said, because that'll drive a lot of people insane almost.
It will, wondering.
You know, and it could ruin their future relationship because they keep still thinking back to that what if.
This way, you're going to be able to put a period at the end of that sentence.
You shall be able to close the chapter.
And you will have given him a chance, you know, to reconcile with
you.
Yeah,
you feel good about that part, too. Now, there's multiple benefits to
doing
so.
Yeah, and I think it's that you're showing him also, you know, how to get over something. My God, we all make mistakes. So, and if your age is truly a problem, I don't see it here. Because I think what he's done is he's gotten over that. That was something, what would you call that? That was a defense posture on his end.
That did what? What did he do that was a defensive posture? I was multitasking.
Oh, my God, what did I just
say? You just freaking said it. Okay, well, whatever she just said that she doesn't remember.
What did I just say to Mika?
All right,
defense?
Well,
you said, like, you think it was a defense? Because if it was about age, like if you love someone.
Yes, about your age.
Excuse factor.
Yeah.
But this
there's a big difference between an excuse and a reason.
Yes.
So it hurts. It doesn't hurt. You lose nothing by sending out, like you said, hey, how you
nothing.
Doing, Matt?
And it'll make you, you know what you say, I threw something out there. I opened the door, tiny crack. And you've done it before, you know, so maybe you shouldn't have to keep doing it. To me, it sounds like you shouldn't have to keep doing it, but it's
like
up to you. You
something need to, the two of you could sit down and discuss.
You need to do this for your own peace of mind or not. That's up to you. I think you could say something, and I would immediately address, you know, this is the second time we've gone through this shit.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to be, a ghoster? Confront them.
Yeah, I don't like that myself.
No, is this going to be a pattern?
If I've made you angry, if I've hurt your feelings, whatever it is, heaven's sake, have the decency to tell me. And that's what
I told him.
That's what I
broke down to him the first time when I approached him again. That's, I broke that all down to him about, like, it's a respect thing between two friends, like, even as my friend and the foundation that we built with us getting into each other's lives and allowing each other into each other's lives. That's wrong to do, to someone.
Yeah.
Like, if you had a change of heart, that's fine, but say something rather than just leaving people in limbo. Because how would you like it if that was done to you? Like,
sure.
It's wrong to ghost people.
Yeah.
Like, out of respect.
Because otherwise, the coward runs away.
No, wait a minute. There's an age difference here. He's an adult, right?
He is, but I call him a coward and all that.
He's not acting like it. That's why I'm asking. He's not acting like it, that's all.
On May 6th, when we had the fight, I called him all that. Like, because the argument was about, basically, like, his attention that he had initially for me, it's like it started to dwindle, and I noticed it. Like, the quality time and everything was just making excuses. The phone call started dwindling, and I would notice him busy other places and giving time to other things. But when it came to me, I just couldn't tolerate the fact that I saw it changing, and he's just thinking I'm going to take it, and I don't notice it. So I stood up for myself and I spoke up, and then he tried to, like, say something mean.
And then
I told him, you know, you're a coward.
Yeah, it'll be 3 weeks.
These 3 weeks have given him a chance to really miss you, and to reflect on what happened, and to realize what an ass he was.
You know, I would be tempted to do one of two things: to send him that text, or as an experiment, see if this guy actually goes till the end of time without ever doing it.
Well, after she gets no response, then...
Why should she have to this time be the one to respond? I know it might make her feel better 100 years from now or whatever with another guy, but I'd be kind of pissed off a little bit. I guess she is. I would send the text. When in doubt, send the text. It doesn't have to be like, I'm going to turn into a carpet, lay on the floor, and beg for your forgiveness. It's like, hey, seen how you're doing. I haven't heard from you. That's it. That's simple.
That's all.
That's
and
simple.
The same thing you would do for a friend.
I'd say, making sure you're okay. Everything okay? Cool. You all right? I haven't heard from you for damn near 3 weeks, dude.
If this is the one, and he could be, oh, my goodness, he's going to come back and want to make it up to you.
How do you do that?
With makeup sex and
so I could treat a chick like crap for 3 weeks and just bang the crap out of her and everything's good, right?
Oh no, Jim.
You just said makeup sex.
You're so cynical.
You said it.
Yeah, but in a sincere, authentic way, wanting to get close with her and to share intimacy and, you know, to shower her with maybe some trinkets.
Just give her some gifts and bang her.
And look, and even Rachel's saying, no, Jimbo. Hey, Julie's here. Yeah, Tamika, I have a feeling you send out that little message. I have a feeling he'll respond. Okay? He feels like a jackass. He really does.
Yeah, well, I'll just make sure you...
Where's his manhood to, like, apologize, come back and apologize, and not let the woman go? Like, where is that for me, you know?
It's in the movies. It's in the movies.
Well... He might have some kind of a disappearing fact that just vanishes anytime the going gets tough. You know?
That could be. And a lot of times, remember now, this stuff came back into childhood.
Always blame something in the past. Never take responsibility for your current present state of mind. I like it.
Anyway, Tamika, I'm going to hold some space for you. With love in it, and hope that the two of you can get back together. What?
I hope. Okay.
I have a rebel card reading for you. We had a very late start. We were so far behind schedule. All right, your rebel card reading. Remember, not little angels with sprinkles here. So it says, stop texting, stop talking, stop checking on that person. Just frickin' stop. Spend your time on something worth it. Don't waste it on ridiculousness. So that's another Rebel card version of the spin on this.
Boy, that's different.
But she has those two options. She's probably going to wane both of them, Deb. That's why she called. She's probably thinking, I can blow this off or I can reach out.
And, you know, he doesn't feel worthy of you. And
maybe he's not.
I saw that. He's got low self-esteem. Now, a lot of times men will switch that up and they'll act like big man on campus. But deep down inside, you know, they feel about this high, very, very small.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you so much for holding.
Can...
Tonight was the ultimate test of your patience.
Yeah, come back and see us sometime.
Almost a complete hour for her.
I know.
I guess I'll keep listening and I'll touch base with you to find out, because I don't feel comfortable reaching back out to him first after.
Okay, well,
well, then don't do it till you feel
right. You
can't
make yourself do anything. If you're not comfortable, you have to trust that,
right?
We do agree on some things. People think that all we do is argue. We agree on that. If you don't, you shouldn't make yourself do anything that's not comfortable for you.
Exactly.
Ever. Right? All right. Well, thank you very much. I will put you back on hold. And we do wish you the best of luck, whatever decision you make. And we can't make that decision for you. Eh, we can't do that. That would be wrong of us to do so.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's keep on, keep on in. What do we got next? We got we're going to stay in the Empire State. We're going area code 917, still in the state of New York. Welcome, 917.
Hello.
Also have been holding for many moons.
Yes, hello. Glad to have you with us.
It's a different one.
What is your first name, please? Hello. Come on back.
Well, we may have lulled them into a coma with all the problems we had. So we'll put them on the back burner, but we will not hang up. We'll keep them on the list. Who knows? After that long period of time, they may have drifted off to never, never land. I think that end completely wrong, but I know what it was supposed to be. All right, Nora, this area code is 203. We're going to Connecticut. 203, welcome to the show.
Connecticut, welcome. And who are we
speaking
to?
Hi. One of two people. It is
Pat.
Pat and Dan.
Oh, Pat, got to tell you, thank you for the lovely letter you sent us, snail mail. We just love
that. Well, that was fast, but the thank yous go to you and Jimbo, but thank you for mentioning it.
And Chase picking out Chance, and Chance picking out the second card. It was adorable.
You broke
up. I'm sorry. What did you say, Deborah? Oh, Chance picking out the card. Yeah. I was going to pick one with an angel on it, but he said, no, this one.
Yeah, trust the bow wow.
Oh, that's right. So what can we do for you, Miss Pat?
You know what, maybe just a general reading. I've been busy thinking a lot about Chance and preparing for the future with him, and fingers crossed, I'll be getting a car from my mechanic soon. Just hanging in there, basically. So a general reading would be good.
Okay.
Or you could tell me about my mechanic. I just really like him. And he's amazing. Yes, the car went in the garage the other day again for bearings. And I called him up yesterday. I said, I'm going to come by. What do I owe you? He said, we're all good. I said, no, come on. He said, are you alive? And I said, yeah. He said, then you're good.
Aww.
What,
he is a good man.
What?
He really is.
What bearings are we talking about? Cars have a lot of bearings.
Oh,
wheel bearings?
I figured you'd know one. I think in the wheel.
Wheel bearings, yeah. And
yeah.
Depending on the car, sometimes that can be not a big deal.
Right. Yeah, you know, I mean, I know you don't want to talk about cars, and I'm not asking about it, but
when he
drove with me to listen to it, and I said, gulp, how much is that? He said, oh, I don't know, $20-$40. And then he said, don't take it to someone else. They're going to charge you $2,000. So I'm lucky. So why don't you just talk about him? Tell me about him.
Oh, he really cares for you. You know, I got to tell you, he is reminded of either a relative or a long-time neighbor that he knew from his past, and he feels a real kind of family sort of connection with
that
you.
That makes sense.
It does, doesn't it?
It makes sense. It makes sense that he's like, you know, there was somebody that was very important in my life, just like her, and in that type of situation, so I'm going to look out for her.
Yeah, and, you know, not to like date you or, you
no,
know.
No, somebody
dating,
that was very...
I mean, as far as age, but I'm saying you're reminding him of somebody.
It was just somebody that family / friendship-wise was kind of figured predominantly in when he was growing up or sometime in his early life.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's like, you know, I would always go with that person, so I'm going to look out for this person, too.
And I think
as much as I can.
That's really, really kind-hearted of him. But I thought it would be good for you to know that he feels a real family connection to you. He does.
I'm glad. I'm really glad. And when I came by yesterday or the other day, they're all so warm to me. And I was thinking, well, they know that Sam likes me, so they all like me too. They're all just great. Again, I keep saying this is like it could be a TV sitcom.
Yes, it could. Yeah.
Sometimes life is a big sitcom.
Well, remember back to the days of Taxi? They never did take on a garage type of sitcom, but that would be neat.
What,
you know, to have a mechanic.
What did Chico and the Man do?
Did he have a garage?
I can't remember. I thought they were, I don't know what they did. They
didn't
did
he the guy with the cluttery yard?
Is the old dude? Well, they were indoors. I don't know. And then with Fonzarelli and Happy Days, he worked at the garage when he was, remember the early scenes of him because he worked at a garage, Arthur Fonzarelli.
That's right.
I remember I was talking to you.
That's right. See, he did, but you're right. I think it would be a great show.
And
so,
frankly, you know, he may hire me. He's going to flip houses, and if he does, he might hire me to clean up. But frankly, I'd like to work with him or do something so I can keep seeing him, just because he's someone special to me, too. I mean, it feels really good to be around someone that's honest and warm and, like, no ego. I walk in there, I walk back in the garage, and then look at the cars they're working on, and it's just totally fine.
Oh, you know, that is a very metaphysical connection in when you feel that way. When you've walked into an environment or you meet people, your paths were meant to cross. So,
yeah, and you know... sorry to interrupt you, Deborah. You remember the message I left you? That's what got me thinking about, wow, the way I am in the world about men, most of them I am so uncomfortable around. I don't know why. I really don't try to figure it out because it just seems like such a pervasive thing. And every once in a while I have a male friend, and that's great. But this has made me sort of question, what is it with you that is so uncomfortable with men? Because with him, it's just so comfortable. It's like
he's
a human being. All these other men, they're not that human.
Well, for one thing, you're way smarter than a lot of the men. That is what I'm getting from your cards. That you have. All right, think of it this way. You have a jet engine for a mind, and I would say the majority of them, their minds are biplanes, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
You know, they're not on your level.
Okay, I can get that. And you know what? You just made me realize I used to be so incredibly sentimental and romantic, very intensely. When I was in second grade, I brought in for show and tell. I was so thrilled I was going to be a hit in show and tell. I brought in the record Let Me Go Lover. Remember that song?
I got
Let Me Go, Let Me Go, Let Me Go Lover. You don't want me, but you want me to stay. I got in trouble, and I just didn't understand
it. It only happened
And then I came across the most phenomenal record by Arthur Prysock. People may be interested in looking this up. This is My Beloved. It is the most incredible, beautiful, erotic poetry. And
whoa.
it was written by Walter Benton in France and came to America, and it was banned. And it is the most incredible, exquisite, incredible poetry, love poetry. And Arthur Prysock, who's got a voice like Barry White, did an album to it with the most incredible music. So that's me. And you know what, Deborah? I gave all that up because I couldn't find anyone that would get it. I gave
Yeah, and when we get older, I think we actually become a little more detached, because when we're young, we're breeders. That's nature. But as we get older, they got to be even more impressive for us, you know, because first of all, longevity is, you know, we're closer to the end, like Dr. Phil says, than we are to the beginning.
And, you know, the day you're born, you're already dying. You know, I know it sounds terrible, but life has a finishing point. For each person, not life in general for mankind. Well, that might too, but I mean, as far as our life, it's got a finite amount of time. We just don't know what the hell that time is.
What I wish would happen with the male gender is that these older guys would get over this idea that they want some young, you know, thing, some sweet young thing without a brain in her head to be her sugar daddy. When they should be looking at the rest of us and all the richness of our lives and our intelligence and wisdom, but they don't.
It's true. Yeah.
Maybe that thing in their pants needs an off switch.
Darwin didn't want that.
No.
For any species.
Well, look at De Niro. He's a father again at, what, 79?
For any species. Don't just blame mankind. They want the male to populate. Yeah, that guy's a dumbass. You know, I had a lot of respect for him, but he's starting to get, it might be the age thing, he's starting to say things that are kind of like cuckoo, cuckoo. You know, and now that's very cuckoo. Why would I have a kid at 79? It's like, now my kid is going to be scarred because I'm going to die in that kid's very young lifetime.
He's got a parcel of several.
But I'm just saying, one in particular, right now, that kid is going to go through a traumatic event, and guaranteed, you already know it. You are going to die when it's a young person. That's horrible.
True.
Well, but if they would look at us, we can give them the moon, the stars, and maybe a planet or two.
Fly me to the moon. Yes, indeed.
So,
alrighty, we got
things ahead there, Pat.
Thank you.
And
thank
I
you.
Think that guy is definitely going to have you. He's like family, and that's how he is embracing you. Excuse me.
So bye on us. All right, real quick, your rebel card reading subject is don't force it. Allow it to come to you, whatever that might be.
That's
we
a
do
good
not
one.
Know. After all the turmoil we had tonight, I'm cleaning up the rebel cards. I'm not going to hit anybody with nastiness.
No nastiness.
Dropping all the F-bombs. Because some folks may have been listening to some of the broadcasts. I was F-bombing all over the place during the troubleshooting.
Yeah.
So I got it out of my mouth, and we're going to make it clean tonight. Oh, well,
thank you so much,
Pat. We appreciate it.
Thank you both.
That letter
nice
meant the world to us. Thank
yes,
you.
And we like when doggies always pick up good cards.
Oh, they do.
They always do.
They do.
Guaranteed.
You're so kind.
Never pick out losers. All right, take care.
Take care now.
Take care. Love you.
All right, love you too.
Love me two times.
I want to, oh, look who's on there.
We have 1,000 people here.
I do
want to
hit up this lady here. That is new.
I sent her the information so she'd call in. She's stateside.
Oh, so she can. I wonder if she did.
We don't know that. We're not going to skip.
Ashley.
Ashley and her husband's name's in there. It says Alex and Ashley.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm an Aquarius, too. Yes. Aquarians rule.
So
and
he's
just a plain old Leo.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't do cards. I do what I do. That's all I can do.
That's right.
That's right.
Oh, Julie's singing with you.
Yep. Fly me to the moon. Yep, that's good old Frank, right? Sinatra, that is. That
yeah,
was his song.
And
yeah.
Let me swing amongst the stars.
Let's we got to keep on. We were an hour. Well, no, we were not an hour. We were 40 plus minutes late starting the show.
Okay, but we owe them an alternate evening.
For us here in the United States, we have a 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
So let's ba-bam.
Ba-bam. How are you?
Doing well.
We're doing well. How are you doing? You got your grandchild, yes?
I do. He's in the back seat. And,
you're not home?
He's being very patient with me.
You're still on your way home?
Well, I'm 2 minutes away. I have to stop and get a cord for my phone. It's all worn out.
Yep.
And,
cord died in the phone.
Yeah.
So we're, yep.
Yeah. But I just...
Yeah. In the
backseat. Hold on a minute. Let me get out of the car here for a second.
Get out of the car so they're going to be rated G.
I have a question for you, Lisa.
She's talking. Transition out of the car.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Did you message me about 1 o'clock last night, 1 a.m.? Well,
no.
My time.
Okay.
No. God, no.
Your Facebook account is hacked.
So you're going to have to start a new one.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
go in and report it as whatever.
I have received a friend request from you, and I accept it. And a few days went by.
Yeah.
It looked legitimate. What's on there?
Go check it
out.
Sounds like you've been – everybody gets hacked.
Yeah, it happens.
Over a 20, whatever, year period. Go there and shut it down. Start it and do what you got to do.
Yeah, mine got hacked.
I don't.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Many years ago,
okay.
My account was sending out messages saying, "Help! I've been stranded here in London, England.
Oh, not nice.
I have no money. Please, would you all start
wiring?" Oh my God!
Yeah.
Click this link and
wire
me.
Oh, how weird!
Money.
How weird!
I
don't
know.
Even think I have an account. I haven't. I don't. I'll go and look. I don't. But anyway, okay, so let me tell you this.
It's not.
He called me morning.
Hit us.
Okay.
And
he
was very excited because we're here now, you know, but he doesn't know that. I'm stopping at the store to get a cord.
Yeah.
And he was just making all these plans and talking real excitedly and listening to my grandson on the phone. And so what do you see, Deb?
Okay. So it was very nice, very pleasant.
Oh, over the moon.
Yeah.
Over the moon. He even said, "I can hardly wait to see you guys."
Okay.
Well,
see,
things are progressing very
nicely.
Yes, because now when they have a spat, it doesn't escalate into World War III, and they also are able to get over it quickly, and they're sharing more affection.
How are they sharing more affection, Deb?
In their words, in what?
Verbally. Okay,
yeah.
I just like affection.
You live your life between your legs, Jim. That's your problem.
Affection is also holding and touching and feeling, and you know, then you let what happens happen. Then you let what happened happen. Then you let what happened happen. You automatically declare this penis dead, like you're some kind of coroner. Ah, Deborah, hey, if you have a penis, Deborah, she's the coroner that will declare. I've analyzed this penis, I declare it dead. Do you hand out death certificates for penises?
Listen, if I can't raise wood, it is dead.
I appreciate that she didn't miss a beat with it.
No.
I appreciate that. That is awesome.
Okay.
Very good response.
That woman from the that party that you went to, the outside party.
Oh, the last thing?
She's pestering him.
Really?
Yeah, but this is inside info for you, Lisa. So do not.
She's married.
Oh,
she's married.
Oh, yeah. Well, that means so much in this world.
She thinks nothing of her marriage. Oh, no, we can keep going.
Oh, so we're going to just go for hours.
I am going to take care of this new lady over here. All right. Anyway, Lisa, don't mention it now. Mm. Really, but yes, she's pestering him because I think she wants a little something from him, okay? And he's going to get very abrupt with her. All right, so if you see that he is blowing her off, like if you're out in public or, you know, however it occurs, let it go. But that's the reason. She's chasing him. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but he doesn't want her. Okay? And who knows, maybe her husband has a dead penis. I don't know. I'm just saying that.
It's just the Dead Penis Society.
Oh, dear God.
Robin Williams is going to do a movie called The Dead Penis Society.
That could actually be a good one.
Sounds like Mad Magazine would have been a good day to say to do a
he's been really close in the way he talks, man. So I don't know, you know, and we're making plans to host a little tiny dinner with one of my good friends and her guy. And, you know, I don't know.
You are. You're like a married couple.
Well, does he feel that way too, you think?
Does he feel that way? Is that what
yes, that's what she asked,
no, Deb. Does he feel the same way? Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes. And, thinking about it too. But don't pressure.
Oh God, no. No. I'm leaving
you for you. Okay. Your wind's out. Let him with you until you catch him.
Oh, you're cutting in and out. I'm sorry. Let me get back in the car. I won't be able to answer any questions, but I'm gonna get back in the car so I can hear you.
Get in
you're
the
cutting
car.
In and out.
That's fine.
Okay.
Let him chase you until you catch him.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't just meet.
No, for sure.
No, but it's an ongoing dance. You know, romance and sexual gratification, all of that stuff is a dance.
Most dances come to an end eventually.
God, you are so cynical. Cynical.
You know what? I'm sorry. Let's all put our TVs back on Lifetime Network and watch Julia Roberts movies.
You know what
that.
Women do?
That's what they do.
Women who get together are strategizing. We're in a think tank for romance and love.
Yeah, and they quote Still Mangolias or Mystic Pizza, whatever the frick other movies there are that.
Yes, they're great. They you guys should be watching them instead of cleaning carburetors.
No, what we should be doing is having all the male producers and male directors always say, refuse to make those movies. It's poisoning the minds of the women. It's poisoning them.
Ugh, God.
It's putting them, they think everything's Cinderella.
And why can't
Hey, Deb, can I ask you?
Oh, hey, Deb.
Why is he blowing her off? Why, you said he doesn't want her, but why doesn't he want her?
He doesn't want to get in an affair. Believe me, married people can give you, or people in a relationship, if they're on the prowl, you get the signal. You know.
You get the what?
If they're on the prowl. Okay. It can even be a gesture. I recall very long ago being out with a boyfriend. And everybody knew that we were really boyfriend and girlfriend. And a man's wife that I knew, and I'm not going to say on the air who they were, but let's just say your jaw would drop. she sat down on his side around the table, and I noticed she had her hand way up on his thigh as we were talking.
Why would these people's jaws drop that don't know all your first personal friends in your circle?
No, but other people might be listening. And this goes back to the Steve era.
Well, it's not because I'm involved with him, but it's not because I'm part of his formula. It's not because of that he's rejecting her. It's because he doesn't want a married woman. Is that what it is?
No, he's pretty much got everything he wants with you. My point in telling you.
Boy, you freaked her out. She's so focused on this other chick now.
And
now
the thing is,
her head's going to explode.
He is not finding her the least attractive.
Exploding now,
you know, sometimes when we're insecure in a relationship.
She's not attractive.
No.
She's not.
Some men like ugly. What can I say? You know, some men do. They like fat and they like ugly.
I think because some men like it's quicker and easier to pick up the low fruit or the fruit that's already fallen on the ground.
Yeah. But the thing is, you should know is when we feel insecure, we think every woman out there is after our man. And that isn't true. Who was it? Oh, I will just tell you.
And love you
a lady I know, her best friend recently said to her, I don't know why you want this guy back. He's really homely. And that was her best friend telling her about a boyfriend she'd had for 5 years.
Okay. Which is not, that's a pretty shitty thing to say.
Well,
to your best friend, yeah. Obviously, yeah.
She said, you don't have to worry about me going after him. He's homely.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I wouldn't call that my best friend.
Don't dwell on this. I'm just letting you know if he acts very curt or rude to her, this is why. He doesn't want to get anywhere involved with her if you're there.
She's there.
She's there.
Oh, she's there.
You're going to have a very nice time with your grandson and with the neighbor. It's going to be like being a family. It's right here.
Isn't that special?
It is. Okay.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she isn't there, but you know what?
Yeah,
maybe
go
she
ahead.
Had to mute. I don't know what's going on, but we shall give her. She's on the radio connection still.
No, I'm here. I'm here. I got to put you on mute.
Yeah. Okay, she has to mute us.
Oh, I'm okay. Fine. Well, then I shouldn't even read this.
Well, I'm feeling kind of disgusted with that woman then because I know her. She's not a friend, but.
No.
All right, well.
She's not a friend.
Remember, this show is for informational and educational purposes only. So if you choose to kill somebody after a reading, criminally liable. Remember that, everybody. Yes, whatever you decide to do after a reading, if you decide to divorce somebody, sell your house, quit your job, murder your family, this is informational educational purposes.
I wanted you
to know. All disclaimers are out there for everybody.
Yeah, I wanted you to know that he does not like her. He's not attracted to her. And he wishes she would take her bullshit somewhere else.
And maybe it's more subtle than that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not out there. Maybe she's not, like, trying to, like, slingshot her panties at him. Maybe she's just like, well, you know, little subtle, tiny little.
I want to see that.
Well, I think the thongs make better slingshots because they're all elastic. There's nothing else but elastic in those stupid-ass things. But anyway, here you go. Your rebel card reading says you are talented and effing amazing.
Yeah.
The world needs your power. Use your voice. Don't use it for stupid crap. So.
Yeah, this would be stupid crap. Don't dwell on this.
Yeah, she gave you a side note. Now you want to, looks like you want to go out there and go out there and make a weapon cache.
What if, can you hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, we can hear you.
What if it was a woman that was after him and she was attractive? I wonder if he'd be open to that. Or if he really feels, you know, tuned in to me.
You're going to think yourself into a psychotic state. We keep wondering this, wondering that. See, this is why that during Prohibition that bars kept going on in the United States because women keep wondering all this crazy ass shit. Guys got to run to the bar. They just wonder all this stuff that doesn't exist.
They have to get with the herd.
It's like, oh my God, they just keep wondering. And well, you probably would go for this woman. They'd make up stuff that hasn't even happened. So the guy's like, all right, I'm going to go down here.
And he's right.
If the man is happy, I don't care who you put in front of him. Wait on Mom, the show. Remember the guy in the wheelchair said they could lower Angelina Jolie naked on top of me. And he said, I wouldn't want her because I have you. You don't remember it.
I thought it was the other way around. I would do it. So would you. And he goes, yeah.
Is that what this dude is saying?
What is that?
Yeah. And you could, if you have to, go hire a decoy, a real pretty escort decoy, and see if she can.
Forget it! No! I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have a very nice time. Don't screw it up.
Okay.
Yeah, leave that. That stuff is need to know basis only, and he doesn't need to know.
Oh, she's
going to
fuck
up.
Okay. Oh, yeah, she's going to fuck up.
Why?
Oh, God. She asked 500 questions about that chick. Fucking going down. She's going to do something. She's going to do something. I can already sense it.
No.
Oh, yes, you are, Lisa. Strategy for a frontal attack. Like some kind of battle. So many questions, like she's getting ready to strategize an attack. Anybody out there that kills anybody after reading here, we're not liable.
You saw that, Rachel? You saw where his supply is?
What's that?
They were watching you. Said, nice close bridge you have there, Jim.
Since, well, we got to go, Lisa. Sorry, but thank you. And...
Okay.
All right. You have a good time. I know you and your grandson will get back to your casa. That's cool.
And we'll be on tomorrow night if you get a moment.
We shall be so.
Yeah.
And then I can call and interrogate you again.
You can.
If you wish. Now, if you
I'm joking.
If you get charged for murder and you get incarcerated, you could always use your one
call. That's not my MO.
Well, it doesn't have to be your MO. Many of people have snapped and done something that they would never, ever think that they could do.
Oh, no.
But
no,
if you snap, if you snap, you don't do much time. They don't like when you plan it.
No.
You snap like, oh my God, I just snapped. Yep. All right, well, thank you. All right, what do you want to do? We got another one?
Yeah, I wanted to do one in here.
Well, if it's somebody that lives in the United States of America, they can call
us.
Yes.
And she didn't. I don't know if she did.
We don't know. So, let's try this one. This person's been holding forever. Maybe they want to speak to them one more shot.
Oh.
917, are you there? We tried once earlier. New York, 917, are you there?
Hello?
Sounds dead. I'm hanging
up. Yeah, it's dead.
All right. They have been disconnected. Let's see who's next on my list.
No.
It's on my list. Pick up your mind. 1 minute you want to do readings for another hour, and now you're trying to rush after. I just made a cocktail. I made a tail of the cock. I just made a tail of the cock. You can't do, come on. All right. I just want to see where this area code is because it looks familiar. Aha, it is.
South Carolina.
It's our neighbor. So
okay.
They're listening. I haven't unmuted them. 6-4, neighbor to the south in South Carolina.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you're up after all this holding forever. Thank you for holding.
What is your first name, please?
And Ashley. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you actually took my call. I was just sitting here listening.
Wait a second.
Oh.
No. Are you the Are you the Alex and Ashley that's been typing on Facebook?
Yeah.
Or...
Oh,
yes.
Well,
there you go. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yes,
we got it.
Thank you for calling.
Well, that worked out good because we were hoping you'd call in, but we didn't know where you were calling from. So we, here's what we take the calls on Blog Talk Radio. We take them in the order. That's what we do. Unless somebody is there, but it worked out for you that somebody wasn't there. So.
Well, I'm calling from South
Carolina. Well, tell us what brings you to the show. What is your question?
Yeah,
first time caller.
Are you first?
I think
guys. I had a free night without my husband at the house, so
cool.
I'm just sitting
here
alone.
And you got. Well, real quick, you got to listen to a lot of the show, so you got the gist of how it goes, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
All right, well, then let her know. This is your time. This is your time.
Yes, tell us a little bit about you and then what your question is for your reading.
Okay, great. So I kind of would like somewhat of a general reading, maybe a little bit. Or it's like what my next career move is going to be. And then also a little bit with like my marriage. Like we're doing great, but we've been married and together for 10 years.
Okay.
So I would really like to see, I don't know, you know how things get still and like, you know, just becomes black or, you know, at some point.
You have children together?
I have a son. He is a stepfather to my son since he was 2. And we have a very co-parenting relationship. We're actually going to go over and have a cookout for Memorial Day at my son's dad's house. So, yeah, we all get along.
That's great. You know that? It really is.
Yep.
Because so often over the years, people were like in battle.
Yeah, and some of them still do nowadays. Some of them still do it to the day, you know. Sure, they get in battles,
that's
and who loses? Oh, the kid loses always. The kid always loses on the battles. Yep.
Yeah, and I refuse to let that happen. I had been raised that way, so,
yeah. Because that's
ridiculous.
They're in their formative years, so that's
the
not going to be good for them.
Yeah, they need that.
They didn't know that people, that adults can actually behave like adults once in a while. They need to actually see that. That'd be amazing.
That's true.
A career move. Are you interested in transitioning from what you do, or are you looking to go, you know, somewhere? I don't know.
Do you have a current career that's gonna, and you just want to do the same thing somewhere else, or do you want to totally change what you do?
I definitely don't fit into what I do. I love what I do. I love where I work. I love the people I work with, but it's not what I see for myself in the long term.
She doesn't really, it's not satisfying to her what she does right now.
Well,
so like people,
maybe it's going through a midlife crisis or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I got you.
Like,
I want more
excitement in my career, so if it's up for you.
Yeah, I really feel you're not in the right place. You are definitely going to take a big leap, and I don't want to say it's immediate, but I would say by 2024, you're going to be on a whole new career path.
We're halfway through the year, basically. It's not that far away.
Yeah, it's really not, but it could be a year.
In life, you know, that's not that far.
But it could actually be sooner. It depends on, you know, how
if everything
prepared,
falls into place at the right time.
Exactly.
All those thousands of factors out there. But still, year-ish, it's still good.
Is it weird that I really don't know, like, what the hell I want to do?
No, it's not weird. You have a calling. It just hasn't touched, you know, like tapped you on the shoulder yet.
Yeah, I mean, you have obviously a career right now. Maybe you should, before you step away, step out a little bit and dabble in some part-time stuff on weekends, nights, I don't know, or go on the internet, take some classes, unless you're really...
There's a lot of free stuff.
Just to go cold turkey on a job and just say, I'm walking away even though I don't want to do it. Yeah, you might want to rethink that. That's up to you.
And something is going to draw you. It'll feel almost magnetic because it resonates so well with you. So I really think that it's going to come to you. You're going to know which direction you want to take.
Sure.
And
yeah,
it's going to actually be one door opening after another.
And real quick, before she left her marriage, I was part two. I have worked at my job for quite a few years, and I have seen many people step away to do that. And sometimes they realize that actually was my calling, and they come back to work.
Really?
Many people have come back to work.
Wow.
Like, not all the ones that step away, but more than you would think. You would feel like 2, 3, 4 people, they're back. They're like, you know what? I gave a few things another shot. I scratched the itch, and I'm back. I'm okay with this now. So you never know. That could be it, too.
Yeah. I get it. That's just what scares me completely. And I'm an Aquarius, too, so I'm an air sign, and I just kind of, like, I really float from, like, one idea to the next. And
people.
I, for some reason, can hold down a career, but I'm
on the
procrastinator. Yeah. I guess you're right.
Pisces are.
You're right. Yeah.
You know,
right.
I'm an Aquarius,
yeah, you're right.
Too.
Yeah, you're right.
And
Pisces.
I've always had a very hard time working for other people. I developed my own career in this and did other things to support the work I really wanted to do. And I learned that was about my own Aquariusness. You know, we tend to be floating around. You know, we get wonderful, great ideas, but we need somebody who can ground us, somebody with a great ability to put an take an idea and put the rubber to the road, show us how to make money doing it. You know, a lot of Aquarians end up being starving artists.
We have no hobby.
Yeah, and we really believe in humanity and want to do a lot to help, you know, society. If it's only
to just...
So try to remember you're working within the energy of your sign of Aquarius and about your marriage. First, I want to ask you,
10 years.
What's missing for you? There's a sense in your... What is missing for you in your marriage? There's something missing that you would like.
I miss the whole dating thing. I'm my husband actually, like, even though he makes me breakfast, he just made me breakfast in bed yesterday. But I want him, you know, like, take me out. Like, we don't leave the house. It's becoming a little cool in that apartment.
Yeah.
It has been for years.
You know what? The thing is, you're at that point in marriage where it's really important to keep growing together and, you know, being spontaneous and staying active. Or eventually, the two of you are going to go, and they're going to grow right apart. And that's when people that are hitting the 15 to 20-year mark find they don't have anything in common anymore.
But guess here's a flash, newsflash. Men aren't mind readers, just to let you know. Just to let you know, if you want something, you better tell the guy. Women think we're supposed to read your minds all the time.
Yeah.
If we could read minds when we were like 16 or 17, we would have been having sex with like 15 chicks a day. If you could read the woman's mind. So that's what you would have done at that age when you're 15 and 16, a teenager. If you could read their minds, you would have
done
exactly what to do.
Well, I think that would have been too.
And then we would also, like, we'd figure out a lot. I'm just saying, we can't read your damn minds.
Yeah,
and, you know, here's something to remember. We are always, you know, healthy, active human beings within ourselves. And if you find yourself feeling sexually attracted to somebody, you don't have to act on it. but it's okay to have a fantasy mind, you know. Boy, I wish I could tell you the actors I have been a wild sexual animal with.
It's okay to it's actors and not like neighbor two doors down, though, Elise. An actor's fine. Don't pick somebody to have fantasies with that lives within striking distance. That could be bad. That could actually go wrong.
Absolutely.
I really think this marriage has earmarks of being one of those that lasts an incredibly long time. And your husband, tell him what you'd like. Maybe he would like to have dates with you too.
And you know, you chicks are pretty manipulative. You could probably work that thing out where you actually manipulate him into making it happen. He doesn't even know it.
And you know,
you chicks are really good at that.
Cosplay doesn't hurt either.
Well, dress up like Snow White.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Yeah, dress up like Snow White.
Oh, Snow White. I haven't done that one.
Yeah, Snow White. Which dwarf is he going to be? He ain't going to be Olympia.
God.
I'll tell you that, right?
He's always snoring in the water. That's all I can think of right now.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Snow White. Oh, yes.
Wear a cute little summer sundress.
Oh, those are like a
dime
a dozen.
When you go somewhere and then go, oh, my gosh, honey, I forgot to put my panties on. And he will not be thinking about that fact.
Just make sure it's not a very windy day, though.
Oh, he would love it if it was, I'm sure. Okay, I'm going to actually take
that. Yeah, but a lot of other guys might love it, too, if it's a windy day and you got no panties on, too. Yeah, and you're wearing a skirt or a dress.
Either, because he likes to know he's got the center of his room, but he doesn't like to share, which I'm okay with, but he does kind of like, you know, like to show me off or whatever. So, dressing up and playing, but it's been so long and I just really want that back. And he's not here tonight, so I get to openly talk about it, but you know, I talked to him about it, but he says, yeah, sure, we're going to do something about it, but it never happens.
Well, then you got to figure out, you women are the most clever sex on this earth. You got to figure out a clever way that he does it, and he doesn't know that you made him do it. And you guys, you will figure it out. You guys like, figure that shit out. It's so amazing. You guys should all be CIA directors. Because you guys figure out a way to make all that crazy covert shit happen.
We do.
And the guy, he either never realizes it or he realizes it at the end. And he goes, yeah, I'm okay with that. It worked out good.
Well, yes. I think you've got great cards, Ashley. And I think that you are the best thing that ever happened to your man. So I think that you got yourself a super lamp. Yeah, you do. And here's your Rebo card.
Rebo card is funny because what a funny Rebo card. The subject is rebel. It says because fuck it. And I think that's about the marriage thing. Rebel. Just go do what you got to do. You know, they are not in any kind of critical state. She just would like to kind of move up a level.
Yeah, just have fun again.
Back to where it was. You know,
try a little B&D with him where you are the mistress with the a little riding crop.
I don't know, but you got to talk about that. You don't just surprise the guy with that shit.
Yeah.
You don't want the guy to come home someday and you start cracking a whip at his ass. That might not work out too good. You want to have a discussion about that.
So he'd probably laugh at me.
Oh, I bet he would love it.
Well, that's cool then.
Yeah.
But some guys might, like, run for the woods.
Well, I think she'd look awesome in that dungeon wear.
Oh, I'm just saying. I don't doubt that. But you start cracking a whip at somebody.
Well, you got to talk, commanding and say, get over here, dog. Get on your knees. Please me.
People don't like
me
that.
The best idea. Oh, I love it. You guys are the best. Y'all are giving me so many good ideas. I'm going to act just like I'm going to take cards now. So Instead of waiting for him.
Sure. Yeah. Two things you should do. Did you like or follow the Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook?
So
have you done that?
We're coming on.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And on Blog Talk, if you go to Blog Talk website, you can kind of do the same. There's some way you can like and follow that too. Because we do them together typically. When we have Blog Talk, we try to do them. Matter of fact, that's why we were so delayed. We were having problems getting Facebook up and running.
Yeah.
We typically start our Facebook and Blog Talk broadcast simultaneously live, like you watched.
7 p.m. Eastern.
Monday's an exception, but we weren't going to talk about that right now.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm sure to know you, Ashley. I think you're awesome.
You're taking us to the finish line.
Yeah, I hope that you will join us more.
Yes, and she's from the South Carolina. Are you really?
What?
From South Carolina, or you just live there?
Oh, I'm from Georgia and South Carolina.
You don't have much
you
of a...
You don't have much of a Georgia or South Carolinian accent.
No.
Okay. So my dad, he worked in the journalism department from UGA, retired there after 30 years teaching. And so he always taught me to have sort of a neutral accent.
Imagine that, journalism in the media field.
Journalism.
Yeah. That is a true statement.
Well, you are delightful. I'm so glad you found us.
Yeah, because we live in Virginia,
so, glad.
So we don't have that, some of the country Virginia type accent.
And for some reason tonight, I was very insistent. We've got to fix this Facebook. And I think it was because my intuitiveness knew you were coming. And we have other new ones, too. And I just felt like we've got to make the connection.
And just to let you folks know whether you care or not, well, we're going to let her go real quick.
Yeah.
And we don't hang up on folks. We put them back on hold so you can listen if you want. And if you're on Facebook, you might hang up at your call. Just to let you know, we never actually fixed the thing. We just farted around so much, Facebook probably found the problem on their own and fixed it. Because we didn't do anything.
No, but we just kept
we tried. We went live on one phone and live on another phone. Tried to go live on one computer. Finally, they probably figured. I am wondering, here where we live in Hampton Roads, Virginia, with the beaches and stuff, there is a giant amount of commuter traffic on Memorial Day. People like to post and do live videos.
Yeah.
They might have crashed that section because even when... When we first started the video feed, Rachel from Australia saw it. Nobody else did.
I know. Isn't that funny?
So I'm thinking it was crashed just on our sector of Hampton Roads. But you know what? It's all good. It worked out. We apologize to anybody that's on hold. We didn't get to you. I think we actually got everybody that's on hold right now. We appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we love all of you so much. All of you.
Okay, we got to start our Facebook. We've got to do this in increments. I'm going to get those cool on bikes. I was talking about the goodbye song. But...
Yeah, do that. Ooh. Well, let me turn this down.
Yeah. I'm going to back it up. Don't turn it off. Just,
Glad to have you with us. Say goodbye, Deborah.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Take care, everybody. All right. Now we're